April 8th. Our scripture reading today is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. God is giving Moses a song to teach the people of Israel. Israel is compared to young eagles that must leave the nest and learn how to fly. But Israel is also God's treasure, and he will protect his people. Moses reminded them not to forget their beginning or ignore their latter end. Moses compared God's word to the rain and the dew, which come down from heaven and bring life and refreshment to the earth. Much sharing of the word may seem to be a waste, but the word accomplishes God's purposes whether we see it or not. Much of the song that Moses is writing is a warning to the people that they were prone to forget what God did for them and to turn from God to other gods, to idols. Now, we do not know how often they sang this song, but we do know that they did not take it to heart. They, in fact, rebelled. Do God's people today pay attention to what they are singing? Do we take the word seriously? Well, with that, let's begin today's reading in the Old Testament. April 8th, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 28 through 52. Israel is a nation that lacks sense. The people are foolish, without understanding. Oh, that they were wise and could understand this. Oh, that they might know their fate. How could one person chase 1,000 of them, and two people put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them, unless the Lord had given them up? But the rock of our enemies is not like our rock, as even they recognize. Their vine grows from the vine of Sodom, from the vineyards of Gomorrah. Their grapes are poison, and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the venom of snakes, the deadly poison of vipers. I am storing up these things, sealing them away with my treasury. I will take vengeance. I will repay those who deserve it. In due time, their feet will slip. Their day of disaster will arrive, and their destiny will overtake them. Indeed, the Lord will judge his people, and he will change his mind about his servants when he sees their strength is gone, and no one is left, slave or free. Then he will ask, "Where are their gods, the rocks they fled to for refuge? Where now are those gods who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their offerings? Let those gods arise and help you. Let them provide you with shelter. Look now, I myself am he. There is no god other than me. I am the one who kills and gives life. I am the one who wounds and heals. No one delivers from my power. Now I raise my hand to heaven and declare, as surely as I live, when I sharpen my flashing sword and begin to carry out justice, I will bring vengeance on my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh, the blood of the slaughtered and the captives and the heads of the enemy leaders. Rejoice with him, O heavens, and let all the angels of God worship him, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his enemies and cleanse his land and his people." So Moses came with Joshua, son of Nun, and recited all the words of this song to the people. When Moses had finished reciting these words to Israel, he added, "Take to heart all the words I have given you today. Pass them on as a command to your children, so they will obey every word of this law. These instructions are not mere words. They are your life. By obeying them, you will enjoy a long life in the land you are crossing the Jordan River to occupy." That same day, the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Moab, to the mountains east of the river, and climb Mount Nebo, which is across from Jericho. Look out across the land of Canaan, the land I am giving to the people of Israel as their own possession. Then you must die there on the mountain and join your ancestors, just as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and joined his ancestors. For both of you broke faith with me among the Israelites at the waters of Meribah at Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. you failed to demonstrate my holiness to the people of Israel there. So you will see the land from a distance, but you may not enter the land I am giving to the people of Israel." April 8th. Today's scripture reading from the New Testament will be from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 35 through 59. Here's what's been going on. We're being told about the different states of our hearts. Scripture here in chapter 12 talks about a fearful heart, a greedy heart, a divided heart, and in our reading today, we'll hear about a cold heart. See, we are God's servants, and He expects us to be faithfully doing our work when Jesus Christ returns. But when we stop looking for His coming, loving it, and longing for it, well, our hearts grow cold, and we become very worldly. The Lord will deal with careless servants when He returns. So, we are to be ready at all times, looking for His sure and certain return. And with that, let's begin today's reading in the New Testament. April 8th, Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 59. "Be dressed for service and well prepared, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. There will be special favor for those who are ready and waiting for his return. I tell you, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night, or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, there will be special favor for his servants who are ready. Know this, a homeowner who knew exactly when a burglar was coming would not permit the house to be broken into. You must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected." Peter asked, "Lord, is this illustration just for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "I'm talking to any faithful, sensible servant to whom the master gives the responsibility of managing his household and feeding his family. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I assure you, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. But if the servant thinks, 'My master won't be back for a while,' and begins oppressing the other servants, partying and getting drunk, well, the master will return unannounced and unexpected. He will tear the servant apart and banish him with the unfaithful. The servant will be severely punished, for though he knew his duty, he refused to do it. But people who are not aware that they are doing wrong will be punished only lightly. Much is required from those to whom much is given, and much more is required from those to whom much more is given. I have come to bring fire to the earth, and I wish that my task were already completed. There is a terrible baptism ahead of me, and I am under a heavy burden until it is accomplished. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I have come to bring strife and division. From now on, families will be split apart, three in favor of me and two against, or the other way round. There will be a division between father and son, mother and daughter, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law." Then Jesus turned to the crowd and said, "When you see clouds beginning to form in the west, you say, 'Here comes a shower,' and you are right. When the south wind blows, you say, 'Today will be a scorcher,' and it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but you can't interpret these present times. Why can't you decide for yourselves what is right? If you are on the way to court and you meet your accuser, try to settle the matter before it reaches the judge, or you may be sentenced and handed over to an officer and thrown in jail. And if that happens, you won't be free again until you have paid the last penny." We're reading today in the book of Psalm number 78. As I said before, this is a very long psalm. It's taken us a few days to even get through it. And Israel was a rebellious nation. But God was gracious and gave the people opportunities, as a matter of fact, several opportunities to start again, the same way he does with us today. Now, this is not an excuse for us to sin and tempt God, but it is intended to be an encouragement to repent when we do sin. Let the cleansing occur. As we pray, create in us a clean heart, O God, renew within me a right spirit. We invite the Lord to search our hearts, know our ways, and to see if there's any wicked way in us, and if he finds it, there's nothing there about punishment, to just lead us in the path everlasting. That's the path that we want to be on, the path everlasting. And so God's answer to Israel's needs was to give them a spiritual leader, a man after God's own heart. David, King David, started out as a young shepherd, and he always had a shepherd's heart. He had both integrity of the heart and ability with his hands. He was also a great warrior, and he sought to serve the Lord and love the flock of Israel. He was far from perfect, but he did love God more than anything. And people have not changed today. They still rebel against God, just like the Israelites of old. There is still a need for faithful instructors in the home, shepherds in our churches, and leaders in the nation. And we're admonished to do all we can to help the next generation serve the Lord acceptably. Psalm chapter 78, verses 56 through 64. Yet though he, God, did all this for them, they continued to test his patience. They rebelled against the Most High and refused to follow his decrees. They turned back and were as faithless as their parents had been. They were as useless as a crooked bow. They made God angry by building altars to other gods. They made him jealous with their idols. When God heard them, he was very angry, and he rejected Israel completely. Then he abandoned his dwelling at Shiloh, the tabernacle where he had lived among the people. He allowed the ark of his might to be captured. He surrendered his glory into enemy hands. He gave his people over to be butchered by the sword, because he was so angry with his own people, his special possession. Their young men were killed by fire. Their young women died before singing their wedding songs. Their priests were slaughtered, and their widows could not mourn their deaths. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave.